Hi everyone, this is Mariana. Welcome to your Wow Wrap. I pray that we will understand the importance of not becoming spiritually starved in our relationship with our Lord during this time. I truly believe that God is using this season to help us learn to be flexible and to trust Him to work out our weeks, days, hours, and even our minutes. May we never cease to look to the Holy Spirit for answers and good discernment. Let's return to God's Word as our only foundation as we lay ourselves down and surrender all to Him. Our scripture for today is from Jeremiah 29 verses 11 to 13. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Let us be determined this week to ask the Holy Spirit to open our eyes, hearts, and ears to hear from our Father God. Let us become completely reliant on the Holy Spirit to help and guide us through our current season. And let's make time for reflection, trusting Jesus to expose the places where we are not wholeheartedly devoted to Him. May we have revelation and understanding that there are parts of our being, our character, and lives that only Jesus can fill. We are invited to abide in the only true vine and to be founded in God's Word as our only truth. And let us understand that the best gift we can give to God is to surrender our lives to Him. Jesus was our perfect example of how to live a life of sacrifice and servanthood. May we die to self every day so that God's plans and purposes can prevail, not for our own good, but for the good of those He places in our lives. Our sacrificial acts bring glory and honor to God's name. God delights when we seek Him first for our needs and when we acknowledge that we cannot operate apart from Him. He loves to lavish us with His limitless provision and His immeasurable strength. He gives to us in abundance so that we may give to those around us and reflect His greatness wherever we go. May every aspect of our lives be a living sacrifice to God. In total surrender, all that we are and all that we have for His glory. And let us pray for discernment, so that we may be firmly rooted in truth, hope, and eternal life, found in and through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Psalm 27 verse 4 in the Passion paraphrased version expresses the prayer of my heart so beautifully. Here's the one thing I crave from God. The one thing I seek above all else. I want the privilege of living with Him every moment in His house, finding the sweet loveliness of His face, filled with awe, delighting in His glory and grace. I want to live my life so close to Him that He takes pleasure in my every prayer. Now, let us stand united as we pray together.
Holy Spirit, God in us, you who know and understand the fullness of God's original intent about everything we need to pray for, you who are able to create far wider, bigger, deeper, and astounding than we could ever have imagined. You who brought forth life, and you who broke all the bondages that kept Jesus in death and brought Him forth in abundance of life. Come and lead us as we now start to pray under your guidance.
I really pray from my heart today that we will present our body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. devoted to Him in service and worship that will give Him honor and glory on an individual basis, but also collectively as the body of Christ. And I also pray that we will truly understand what it means to surrender, that we will actually find ourselves and be more powerful through this. We will be showcasing Jesus Christ through the way we live, because we mirror His heart, and we need to share His loving kindness and His love for mankind through how we live.
Father God, I just praise You that You are faithful. You are awesome and mighty in power. You are the one true God. Lord, I thank You for Jesus. I thank You that He was and is the perfect sacrifice, Lord, that He satisfied Your anger and Your wrath, and that, God, through Christ, our sins might be forgiven and we might experience right relationship with You. And Father, I thank You for Your word. I thank You that it is truth, God. And I thank You that as we pour the water of Your word over our lives, God, that we can be steadfast in truth, Lord. God, I pray that You would expose our idols, and Lord, that You would return our hearts in repentance to You so that we might give You wholehearted devotion and worship and the glory due Your name. You alone are worthy.
Our Father, thank You for giving us it with such a profound message that the moment that the light falls on something, the truth will prevail. The truth will show. And we cannot listen to everyone shouting at us, this is truth and that is truth. We cannot be misled by the enemy. We cannot be misled by the media, by everyone that shouts conspiracy theory. We can only be led by our shepherd. And You gave us the promise that if we listen to You and if we know Your voice, You will lead us out, and we praise You for that.
Lord Jesus, thank You that we are not alone in this time of difficulty and uncertainties. Thank You that You are traveling with us. Like the two men of Emmaus, You are on the road with us. Help us, Lord, to open our eyes and to see what You see, to turn our eyes away from our own plans, our own expectations, our own dreams, and to fix it on You, and to surrender to Your bigger and Your holy and Your eternal plan. We ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Keep safe, be blessed, and have the most wonderful week.